Anchor.fm is the podcast service that is hosting Human Hub Podcast. Anchor.fm provides this service free of charge. They help to distribute the podcasts that are created on the platform, and they help to monetize them. Anchor.fm does this because they want everyone's voice to be heard, regardless of background or experience level. Podcasting with Anchor.fm is easy. Even I can do it. Just sign up on the website or download the app onto your phone, record your podcast, then tap publish. Record your podcast using the Anchor.fm platform and have your voice heard today. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Over me, and before I'd be your slave, I'd be buried in my grave, and go home to my Lord, and be free. Welcome to the Human Hub Podcast. I'm your host, Lady Norma, also known as Norma Carey. I am podcasting via Anchor, which provides me a platform on which to record, distribute, and monetize my podcasts. Contact me at 219-649-2590. My project, Human Hub, and the Human Hub Podcast promote human well-being. This is the main goal. Human well-being means that, among other things, human beings have the basic means of physical survival on planet Earth. Clean air, clean water, nutritious food, restful sleep, shelter, utilities, and clothing all at the same time. And that human beings truly thrive and enjoy life here. Also, Human Hub and the Human Hub Podcast acknowledge that human beings are energy or spirit beings having physical experiences here on planet Earth, and keep this concept at the forefront of discussions. By the way, the Human Hub theme song is titled "O Freedom" and is an African-American spiritual sung by me, Lady Norma. Today is Monday, June 6th, 2022. I'm covering four topics today: the United States Women's National Team, the ERA, the USA primary elections, and the Uvalde mass shooting. Topic one. Congratulations to the United States Soccer Federation, to the United States Women's National Team Players Association, and to the United States National Soccer Team Players Association on their historic collective bargaining agreements, whereby both the men's and the women's USA soccer teams have identical economic terms, which include equal commercial revenue sharing and identical compensation for all competitions, including equal FIFA World Cup prize money. There are also provisions for child care, parental leave, privacy, and retirement. This sets a new tone and benchmark for compensation packages in all professional sports. The USWNTPA continues to work on resolving its issues about equal pay for equal work relative to the lower pay women players received while winning four World Cups. Human Hub and I, Lady Norm, we continue to follow this story. Now, topic two, the ERA. The ERA is the Equal Rights Amendment that has been languishing in the USA Congress for decades. There are approximately 335 million human beings in the United States of America. Of that number, approximately 170 million of us are, or 50.6% are female. My source is countrymeters.info /EN/ United States of America. When I use the term, quote, female, unquote, please note that I and Human Hub acknowledge that all human beings are energy or spirit beings having physical experiences. Our energy has no gender at all and can hold a masculine or feminine vibration. Gender and sexuality are aspects of our physical experiences. For this discussion of the Equal Rights Amendment, all females, all women are included. At the same time, please keep in mind that the 50.6% figure that was taken from a website most likely refers to human beings whose physical bodies are female at birth. I do admit that I am not transgender, so if you know other ways to discuss this topic, please text me at 219-649-2590. And thank you very much for understanding. Now, back to the ERA itself. Even though women make up a majority of the human beings in the United States of America, women did not vote in elections in the USA until 1920 and needed permission to have a bank account until the late 1960s. Women have endured and continue to endure inequality in many aspects of our daily lives, including sovereignty, pay, promotions, education, in political representation. For example, 50.6% of the people in the USA are women, while only 25% of our federal legislators are female. We're also experiencing inequality in social credibility. For example, the amount of women who are disbelieved when they report being raped. We're experiencing some inequality in a lack of institutionalized support. For example, the lack of child care and parental leave fairly often. We are also experiencing some inequality and unfair imprisonment. For example, being jailed for having a miscarriage. Women, human females, are overdue to have equal protection under the Constitution of the United States. The Equal Rights Amendment is elegant in its brevity, you know, it's in how short it is. It is the H.J.RES 208 of the 92nd Congress of the United States of America. So it's the House Joint Resolution 208 of the 92nd Congress. The source is archivesfoundation.org. Now, the H.J. Res 208 says in part, quote, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the United States relative to equal rights for men and women, quote, resolved by the Senate and House of Representatives of the United States of America in Congress assembled, open parens, two-thirds of each house concurring therein, close parens, that the following article is proposed as an amendment to the Constitution of the United States, which shall be valid to all intents and purposes, a part of the Constitution, when ratified by the legislature of three-fourths of the several states, within 7 years from the date of its submission by Congress. Quote article, quote, section 1, equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex. Quote section 2, the Congress shall have the power to enforce by appropriate legislation the provisions of this article. Quote section 3, this amendment shall take effect 2 years after the date of ratification. Close quote. And then it's signed by Carl Albert, Speaker of the House of Representatives, and also signed by Albany Edwards, Vice President of the United States, President of the Senate pro tempore. This resolution was received 50 years ago. Okay? Yeah, now it was saying that, as part of the resolution itself, that it's going to take effect 2 years after, 2 years after its the date of ratification. And it then was also saying that when ratified by the legislatures of three-fourths of the several states within 7 years from the date of its submission by Congress. So now it was actually received by the General Services Administration. Okay, it was submitted by Congress to the General Services Administration March 23rd, 1972. All right, so just to keep the dates in line there. All right, now that's 50 years ago. On January 15th, 2020, this was 2 years ago, the state of Virginia's legislature was the 38th to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment. While this was a long time after the 7 years provided in the resolution itself, per Section 2, Congress has the power to pass appropriate legislation in order to enforce, or in this case, adjust the provisions of the article. As it turns out, Congress is ahead of the curve this time. There is already legislation for removing the time limit. There's House Joint Resolution 17, removing the deadline for the ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment, and it's in the United States House of Representatives. And then there's Senate Joint Resolution 1, a joint resolution removing the deadline for the ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment in the United States Senate. To keep timing in perspective, five states, the states of Idaho, Kentucky, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Tennessee, want to rescind their ratification. But there is no provision in the Constitution for them to do that. So, okay. Before these five states figure out how they're going to rescind their ratification, right now we actually have all 38 states that are needed. We have the ratification in place right now. Now is the time to go ahead and pass the Equal Rights Amendment. So, I will say, to make this all very brief, women really could use a win here. And therefore, it would be very good if we contact our U.S. representatives and U.S. senators. The U.S., just to make this really brief, the U.S. Capitol switchboard phone numbers are 202-224-3121 or 202-225-3121. Please call your United States representatives and your United States senators and just let them know that you really would like them to go ahead and pass these joint resolutions removing the deadline for ratification. Okay? Article already passed through the House and the Senate. It's actually passed through Congress 50 years ago. And then now the ratifications have been done. I mean, a lot of work has already been put into place. There really isn't a huge amount of work to do other than just simply having the deadline removed. And now there you have it, 28th Amendment would be the ERA. So, hey, let's do it. Let's contact our congresspeople and strongly urge them to turn House Joint Resolution 208 into the 28th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States so that the equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex. This is the sort of legislation that would help to truly equalize the pay to and treatment of women in the workplace. Let's make it happen. And again, congratulations to the United States Women's National Team Players Association, the United States National Soccer Team Players Association, along with the United States Soccer Federation, on their groundbreaking agreement. Even before the ERA is fully enforced, I sincerely hope that the new soccer agreements create enough of a groundswell of support that the ERA can ride that wave and become the 28th Amendment. Now, my sponsor, Anchor.fm, is the podcast service that is hosting Human Hub Podcast. Anchor.fm provides this service free of charge. They help to distribute the podcasts that are created on the platform, and they help to monetize them. Anchor.fm does this because they want everyone's voice to be heard, regardless of background or experience level. Podcasting with Anchor.fm is easy. Even I can do it. Just sign up on the website or download the app onto your phone, record your podcast, then tap publish. Record your podcast using the Anchor.fm platform and have your voice heard today. Now, going on to the primary elections. As of today, June 6th, 2022, there have been 14 primary elections in the United States of America since March 1st, 2022. That's about 26% of the states. The states which have already had primary elections are Texas Republicans, Indiana, Ohio, Nebraska, West Virginia, North Carolina, Kentucky, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Idaho, Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, and then Texas Democrats. The vast majority of the states are having elections in June, 16 of them, and 14 states are having elections in August, with one state having its primary elections in in July, that would be Maryland, and then four states having their primary elections in September. That's Massachusetts, Delaware, New Hampshire, and Rhode Island. And then there's one primary election on November the 8th, and that's Louisiana. Now, the next day for primary elections is tomorrow, June 7th, when California, Iowa, Mississippi, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Dakota will have primaries. On June 14th, Maine, Nevada, North Dakota, and South Carolina have primaries. On June 21st, Virginia goes to the polls. And then on June 28th, Colorado, New York, Oklahoma, and Utah have their primary elections. My source is the National Conference of State Legislatures. That's ncsl.org. Okay, so let's keep our eyes on these elections. And if your state is voting, get to the polls and vote. Now, topic number four is the shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. On Tuesday, May 24th, 2022, after shooting his grandmother in the forehead at home and severely injuring her. After firing his gun outside the school for about 5 minutes, 18-year-old Salvador Rolando Ramos entered Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, locked himself in a fourth-grade classroom, shot and injured 17 people, and shot and killed 4 boys, 15 girls, as well as 2 women who had been teaching the class. Salvador Ramos was shot and killed by a United States Border Patrol tactical unit. Now, it is my understanding that 19 police officers were in the hallway outside the classroom in question as they awaited a key to enter the classroom, since Salvador Ramos had locked himself inside. First question, why wasn't the principal or janitor able to provide a key immediately? Also, the police don't have any problem getting through locked doors in less than 30 seconds when they're serving no-knock warrants. They couldn't have gotten into the classroom in less than 78 minutes? My goodness. Apparently, the police officers had decided that they were either unable, unauthorized, or unwilling to engage Ramos. Nevertheless, some parents of the children inside the classroom were more than willing to engage Ramos at the risk of their own lives. Allegedly, the first responding police officers did everything in their power to stop the concerned parents from entering the classroom and saving their children, including blocking, pushing, and tasing the parents. The police officers provided excellent cover, making sure that Ramos was uninterrupted and able to focus 100% of his attention on shooting as he conducted his killing spree behind a locked door. Question, what law were the officers enforcing at that point? You know, where was their compassion for other human beings? I can imagine, you know, it's my understanding that some officers had gone outside to the windows where some of the students were escaping. So, I'm sure that the officers have some compassion, but one still has to wonder what was going through their minds and why were things going the way they were going. You know, clearly the police officers did not seem to be on the side of the students, teachers, or parents. Exactly, you know, which begs the question, on whose side were they? You know, where is that definite protection of lives? And why did a U.S. Border Patrol unit show up at an American elementary school? You know, just a curious question, is a Border Patrol unit the same thing as a Border Patrol officer? You know, just wondering in this age of artificial intelligence and robots. Overall, this Robb Elementary massacre is stunning, it's shocking, and, you know, brings up more questions than answers. Can you imagine being a fourth grade Robb Elementary School student on May 25th, 2022? One survived the massacre, yet one is deeply traumatized. The images of faces blown off, rivers of blood inside the once familiar classroom, the frustration of unanswered calls for help. You know, the various states insist that what is promulgated in schools is so important that one is threatened with severe consequences if one decides to not go to school. What sort of anxiety-producing dirty trick is it to allow schools to be shot up on a regular basis in the United States of America and then require children to leave the safety of home and parents in order to go to these institutions? You know, again, more questions than answers here. You know, to be fair, police officers are human beings too. I can imagine that they are, you know, parents, spouses, siblings, and or offspring. You know, so how did the 19 officers feel listening to gunshots and cries for help while they were under orders to do basically nothing to help their fellow human beings? Like I said, it's my understanding that some officers did go outside to try to, I guess, help some of the students come out of the window or something of that nature. You know, how did they really feel about that? You know, I also can imagine that the officers did not assume that real life situations would be target practice. You know, as fully grown adults, they most likely acknowledge that real suspects might fire real bullets at them, which is why they buy themselves real bulletproof vests. You know, so then now the next question, why are law enforcement protocols so out of touch with the human instincts of the officers? You know, just wondering. You know, this brings up more questions than answers once again with the Uvalde mass shooting. I keep the idea that human beings are energy or spirit beings having physical experiences at the forefront of discussions. From that perspective, I note that each and every human life is sacred and is worthy of respect, honor, protection, and rescue. I also note that the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence states, in part, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed." I'm closing the quotes right there. All human beings involved in the Robb Elementary School shooting had or have a right to life. While, of course, the lives of police officers are important and should be protected as much as possible given the circumstances, from my perspective as a taxpaying citizen, I fully expect armed and trained police officers to engage a shooter promptly, you know, in some fashion, engage this shooter and protect the lives of the students and the teachers, the other people that are there. You know, it was determined that, you know, there were human lives in danger. You know, and we would like the police officers to engage the shooter promptly, ideally before any blood is shed. You know, it's my understanding that the shooter was outside shooting before entering the classroom. There may have been some opportunity to engage him there and avoid all bloodshed. So I really would like to see a little bit more action prior to bloodshed. That would be the best thing. I have a couple more questions. You know, can we, the citizens of the various states, secure our schools? You know, I feel that students should feel safe and at ease while they are at school and while they are en route to and from the building. You know, is it possible to form a citizen safety patrol for this purpose? You know, maybe something similar to Guardian Angels. I'm not sure that this can be done. However, I think trying it beats doing absolutely nothing. As concerned citizens, you know, let's make schools secure for learning rather than slaughtering. You know, let's have no more school shootings during June 2022. Another question that I have is, you know, can we have service animals in or around the schools? You know, their main job being to alert students, teachers, and school administrators if they sense that someone or something dangerous is approaching this building. The telepathy and intuition of animals tends to be fully functional, while you know, we human beings, we tend to let our intuitive skills, you know, get very dull. I would suggest that the animals be, you know, well trained rather than, you know, kept in cages. I know that even a chihuahua might have bitten Ramos's ankle and distracted his attention, which is more protection and care than was actually provided the students and teachers in the situation that we've just had there at Uvalde Elementary. At Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas. Wondering if service animals may be helpful here. And then my last question here is, you know, because at an energetic level, like attracts like, you know, Human Hub and, you know, is wondering, would it not be helpful if police officers or resource officers close all the offices inside the schools and set up their offices at police stations? It seems that owning, handling, and using firearms are part of police work and law enforcement vibration here in the United States of America. Because most schools now have police offices and officers on site, the weapon gun vibration that is part of standard police work seems to be drawn to schools. At the same time, the vast majority of the people who are in the school or at the school building they're unfamiliar with and possibly uninterested in guns and automatic weapons. You know, the students, the teachers, the administrators, most of them don't know that much about guns or and may not be interested in them. So the question is, you know, since there might be fewer shootings at schools if police officers and their energy are at police stations, and the police came to schools only when they were on official calls, can we consider moving the police to police stations? You know, let that energy be at police stations, you know, at a place where, you know, they're prepared to deal with, you know, somebody coming there armed like that, and move that energy away from the schools. You know, have we considered that as an idea? I think that here in the United States, we have plenty to work on. We may want to determine what we can do to have greater respect and courtesy generally in our society. We may want to foster greater civility, decency, and human well-being. We may want to ask ourselves how we achieve raising so many citizens who torture and kill insects and animals while they're young children. And then these same people end up terrorizing, maiming, and killing other human beings when they become teenagers and adults. We may want to ask ourselves if we want a more uplifting humanitarian society. I don't know about you, but I think we can have that. I feel that we can create a love-based, loving society where human beings feel cared for and happy. What do you think? When you get a chance, you know, you can check in with Human Hub, 219-649-2590. Right now, Human Hub is signing off. Until next time. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom over me, over me. And before I'd be your slave, I'd be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free. Anchor.fm is the podcast service that is hosting Human Hub Podcast. Anchor.fm provides these services free of charge. They help to distribute the podcasts that are created on the platform, and they help to monetize them. Anchor.fm does this because they want everyone's voice to be heard, regardless of background or experience level. Podcasting with Anchor.fm is easy. Even I can do it. Just sign up on the website or download the app onto your phone, record your podcast, then tap publish. Record your podcast using the Anchor.fm platform and have your voice heard today.